how gratifying is it to get that kind of going right off the bat?
Yeah, it was nice to get off to a start like that. You know, you never expect it. You know, defense to get the turnover the way they did right there, and then to kind of come out firing after that first drive was really nice. You can't anticipate that. Luckily, I think we got the opportunities and took advantage. You know, when you get those situations, we had good field position, got the couple turnovers in the red zone, and were able to capitalize. And I think in the end was kind of the difference.
Do you feel like this team is more capable of taking advantage of those opportunities than maybe it was last year?
I mean, it's tough to compare to last year. I think we're more balanced. I think we're really well-rounded. I mean, we have a lot of different ways to get you. I think we got a lot of weapons, a lot of guys that can do multiple things. So I think that presents a lot of different problems for defenses. I think you saw that out there early on with them. I mean, how they were gonna play us, the matchups, things like that.
Did you see anything early on
I mean, didn't know what to expect. You know, they were pretty vanilla in the preseason. You know, kind of watching last year's tape, but didn't know what to expect, how they were going to play the, you know, different personnel, how they were going to play Kelce. You know, the touchdown pass got in kind of big people and got a good matchup there with him. But yeah, didn't know what to expect, kind of ready for everything. Coaches did such a good job, I think, of kind of having the game plan ready for that. I mean, I think two things. One, it was, you know, really good play design, great call, and then executed really well. You know, I think the big thing there starts with the guys up front. Anytime you're asking play action pass, seven step drop, you know, on the road versus that defensive line, that's asking a lot. And, you know, they were able to get the score. Obviously, Kelce and the guys outside getting the route done, and he was pretty wide open. So, but those guys doing it. Yeah, I mean, it was a tall task. They had a big challenge on the road. I mean, this defensive line, you know, they're really good. I mean, this was going to be a tough challenge, and five different guys than we had last year going. You know, it's asking a lot, and those guys stepped up. They deserve a lot of the credit. Yeah, he can do so much. You saw they matched him with Jonathan Joseph all night. You can tell what they thought of him, and really should have had a big night. You know, hit him on those two deep balls, which he won on, and second half wouldn't have been very close. But he's a difference maker. You can just move him around. You can do so many different things with him. He's so smart. Guy sees the game really well. So,
Alex, did you go look at the helmetless JJ
coming at you? So I did. I looked up and saw him without his helmet on. Didn't know what happened. Yeah, I mean. To be honest, didn't even see him. Your eyes are downfield, and you feel the color there at the end, and just try to protect the football. That's about it.
Now, it's not all the early short passes, swing that stuff to the Jamal and Miles. Just the quick hitting stuff and flat open things.
Yeah,
first
I mean, it's a West Coast offense. I mean, it's timing, passing, it's stretching the field, not just vertically but horizontally, and feeling like we got a lot of guys that can do that and getting guys in space. You know, Jamal's a obviously unique guy, and be able to do things like that out of the backfield. So that's always part of what we're trying to do, you know.
And when you've got him, but also you've got, you know, Macklin and Kelce threatening at different levels.
Yeah.
How tough is that for defense to match up against?
Yes, I mean, it's hard because, you know, obviously they got to pick their poison outside, you know, if they're going to play one-on-one outside. And then the big thing is if they're going to help outside, one of those guys inside, whether it be Travis or Jamal, usually have a favorable matchup, so. Yeah, I mean, gotten into a really good rhythm in the first half. I mean, even right off the bat, even though we didn't score in that opening drive, we were able to move the chains and change field position. So it did feel like we got in a good rhythm, you know, from the start. You know, stalled there for a while in the third quarter, felt like. But, yeah, I mean, it was good right out of the gate.
Last one, BJ.
What's it like for you as a quarterback to see some of those third down passes, but they got 36 late, and you throw it short to Kelce, and he dips under and gets the first down a couple plays earlier?
Yeah. I mean, he's been that kind of player. I mean, since he's been here, he has that ability in him, especially for a tight end, a guy that big to be able to make plays with the ball in his hand. You know, we were better on third down in the first half, and in the second half there, you know, weren't very good. Need to get better, but You know, obviously that was a big one there to be able to eat up some more time, eat up some more clock, and they burned their timeout. So